The House the other day passed a measure that focuses not on visa waivers, but on refugees, making it much harder to admit refugees into the United States. President Obama opposes that bill. Are you trying to head off public pressure to pass that bill by changing the subject to this visa waiver program?
What we want to do is work with Congress in ways that are effective to improve homeland security. The refugee program, as it currently exists, is probably the most thorough, multi-layered, time-consuming way for anyone to cross our borders, to come into this country. And a lot of us feel, and I know many members of Congress feel this way too, that we have an obligation to take in people who are largely women, children, families, fleeing the very same terrorism and violence that we are so concerned about. And so the refugee program is something that we've done in this country historically and traditionally, and it's part of our values, who we are as Americans.
One of the things, Secretary Johnson, we had Tony Blinken, the Deputy Secretary of State, on the program the other day. This was in the wake of the Paris attacks. He talked about the fact that the fight against ISIS is going to be long. They are targeting the U.S. and other interests as they go. He said, quote, "I'd love to be able to say that this, an attack like Paris, I'd love to be able to say that this is not going to happen again, but the reality is somewhere, somehow, it probably will." Realistically, in about 30 seconds, what should the public be prepared for in the months and years ahead?
Realistically, the public should know that we in Homeland Security and law enforcement are working overtime to monitor the threats, to protect the public. In a free and open democratic society, we cannot eliminate all risk. I think the public understands that, but we can do everything possible to buy down the risk and protect the American public, and that's what we are doing.